Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast, everyone. This is comedian Bobby Haha in for comedian Mike Vecchione. And we also got comedian Ben Roosevelt to my left. And our special guest for today,
two special guests.
Okay, calm down. I'm doing the announcement here, so shut the fuck up. The two special guests to our left, comedians Ricky Velez and Giulio Gallerati. They're from MTV and wherever the fuck they perform that in these guys. I've had sex with both of them anyway, so it doesn't really matter. And they're going to deny it, but I've already spread the rumor, so it's too late. They can never live
so
it down.
So it's true. You spread the rumor, so it's true.
Bobby, also, I want to mention, last week, I fell asleep. I didn't know it was the podcast until later, and I fell asleep because I was up working all night. And
you said you were working some Asian boy for 12 hours.
Okay, first of all, I didn't say what nationality the guy was. I just told you I finished banging him exactly at 1:30 so I can get here on time. And then when I got here, I just fell out. I fell asleep. And they took pictures of me. But I told you, don't ever put fucking anything online without my permission. I will beat your fucking ass if you ever do that again. Put any pictures without my permission online. I will kill you. And I will say that right here, live on the telecast. Now, whatever the fuck this is, man. Podcast, telecast, whatever the fuck. Mike Vecchione's down in Ray Allen somewhere in the Bahamas and doing all kinds of living at a lodge.
Aruba, right?
He's
on a work.
Yeah, that's Dutch, the Rubens, right? Dutch. That's where that guy killed that girl, right? What's his name there? The Dutch kid?
Oh, Natalie.
Natalie Holloway.
Natalie Portman, yeah.
Holloway.
No, but that guy, you know what I'm talking about. Then he killed some other girl.
Yes,
in Argentina somewhere, yeah. One of those countries down there.
Oh, the guy on his honeymoon?
Vandersloot. Jordan Vandersloot. Vandersloot, that was his name. He's related to Ben. He looks like Ben a little bit. So, what did you guys do for the 4th of July weekend? Let's start off with Giulio Gallerati.
I didn't do much, man. I just chilled. I went to the beach. It was nice.
Beach did you go to?
Amagansett. It's pretty nice, you know.
It's up in New England,
it's so nice, yeah. I've never even heard of it.
Amagansett's New England.
It was Long Island. It was good. And I had to go, I saw some fireworks, hung out, just got some rest, you know. Very exciting shit. Different from Bobby Haha's weekend.
I don't know. You don't even know what I did this weekend.
Can I say something Bobby Haha right now? It's like, Bobby Haha, since I've known
you. Can say Bobby. You don't have to say Bobby Haha every time.
Okay, Bobby Haha.
Or Mr. Haha.
Mr. Haha. Ever since I've known the guy, he's always like, I got this new Asian guy. I've never seen him with anything besides an Asian guy.
No, you saw me with the Spanish kid I brought over there one day.
I see. He rolled by in a car.
He's had a couple of Spaniards.
Yeah. And white, too.
I've never seen you with a white
person. Yeah, and I banged both of you. You're white and Spanish, so I banged both of you, fuckers.
We're going on the record and making it clear.
Listen, I'm saying this right in front of their faces. I've had sex with them. They were on bath salts. I don't remember.
This was the original reason
you wanted to get on the podcast.
Half the story is true. He did give us bath salts, but he did not have sex with us.
No, I didn't give you bath salts. Excuse me, that was the only guy over there.
You absolutely handed us bath salts.
I can't recall handing anyone anything.
Were you on bath salts at the time you offered bath salts?
I didn't offer them anything. I think they had bath salts from some other gentleman. I think it was that DJ No Face or something.
No.
Maybe it was Robbie Baba.
I know it was on Julio's birthday a few years ago.
Yes.
And it was the next morning my grandson was born. That was May 23rd.
Yeah.
And then May 24th my grandson was born 2 years ago. Exactly.
So you had sex with them 2 years ago is your claim.
There's a lot of diversions to the story, but you know.
Someone got knocked out that night.
Oh yeah.
Got violent. And punched some poor drunken guy in the face.
That's not true.
My girlfriend at the time punched some guy in the face.
She's very violent too. I saw that.
She's a very strong girl. She knocked the guy out. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, because she
saw that?
No, but you told me because I've seen her.
He drove me to a prom show.
He's driven me somewhere before.
No, as I was on basketball,
you're not helping the
prom show.
Yeah, they like to hang out with me in a car, you know.
Yeah, I've been in Bobby's car before.
Yeah. The old Darby.
He's a gentleman. He's a real gentleman.
That's right.
No?
I asked first before I did anything to him.
His car is immaculate, like he just murdered somebody.
No, anyway, Ben, you've been in my house. Isn't it clean?
It's very clean.
I'm a clean guy. I was the nicest room. We clean up everything.
That's good.
He has his sex toys organized in different plastic bags that
right?
are out throughout the house.
No, they're not. They're all in one drawer. Everything is. And I don't have toys because I don't use dildos, things like that. I got a big hammer. I use that. What did you do, Ben, this weekend?
I visited my dad in Connecticut on Thursday and then went to a friend's wedding.
Aren't you in town today? You're going to have a dinner with
him. Yeah, I'm going to see him tonight.
That's very nice, Ben, to hang out with your family. That's a nice thing.
You're a nice guy, Ben.
Yeah.
And it was Al Martin's birthday this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, he's a good guy, Al Martin.
He's a good guy.
Remember, these guys need some good paying spots over there, Al.
Hey.
Cheapskate, fucker you. I said it there. Let's have the word out. You know what I mean? But he's a good guy. I like the way he's just with his children.
The thought of you guys sitting this close to each other once a week is my favorite fucking thing. I thought there was microphones and it's just...
No, this is Bare Bones Podcasting.
And they're just fucking sitting right on top of each other. It is so hot in here. Vecchione was not lying. This place fucking hot.
Well, usually Mike Vecchione sits in the middle.
I'm wearing a shirt that...
That's because you was walking outside in the hot weather. You were on the subway. You're walking fast. Yes, right?
Yeah.
I've had the air.
And it's hot out
because
you're trying to make it on time.
Pull the apartment.
Jesus Christ.
You're only 10 minutes late. You were walking.
I thought there was microphones. There's just a cassette tape in the
middle. Juno got some nice color. You got like suntan there.
This is so good.
Ricky looks whiter than you, and he's a poor Rickin.
I never get sun, so finally.
To defend myself, it's much worse than June before I put in my air conditioner.
Wait, you don't have an air conditioner in yet?
No. Now it's in, so I was running the air for 2 hours, so it's actually not that bad right now. But I try to hold off on putting in an air conditioner for
Bobby, you have
possible.
Air conditioning?
Yeah, he's at a cheapskate. Like
I got two big air conditioners in my... I have a big apartment, so I have the big ones. A couple of them. Of course.
You in Forest Hills?
Yeah. Come over. Time we'll have to go in my car, you know what I mean? You can stay. You should have stayed over for the... You guys should have stayed over my house last night to get ready for the show today. I could have prepared you for the show today. I'm good like that. I'm a nice guy.
This is great.
Yeah, I got one of those nice shower heads from the Grow. They're like real rainfall and everything. That thing is unbelievable.
I bet, yeah.
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 Cool, man.
Yeah. No, we can take a shower together.
No.
Yeah, why? Listen. It's like being in a sports team, you know? You go in there.
It's not like being on a sports team. The sports team that gets...
You come in, you guys... No, so what have you guys been up to lately?
Let's call it the Chinese National Ping Pong Team.
Excuse me, stop talking negative about the Asian people.
There's
some nice people in this world, and I don't think that you should be standing here knocking other people. There's enough problems already with the Middle East and here and there, and there's some really serious problems going on right now, and we don't need to stand here with you with your racial bullshit, stupid jokes, trying to make like you're edgy when you're not. Like those guys that get on stage and go, they throw the N-word around because they're pussies. Because they wouldn't do it in front of a black audience because they get their ass kicked. But they stand there in front of an audience in Williamsburg and they say the N-word. So they say, ooh, I'm edgy.
I've never seen that happen.
I'm edgy. I've seen guys do it. They, oh, yeah, I'm edgy. I'm edgy. Yeah, I'm edgy, all right. Put my foot up your ass. You'll be edgy. Okay, now.
Is this put up your ass in the shower? Or just...
I like when Bobby hosts the show.
No. Yes, it is in the shower. Okay.
He's hosting from the power.
Ben, we know what you did this weekend.
Mike, you didn't let go.
Julie, okay, what are you done with you? Because you put the pictures online, but you're not supposed to. Now, Julio, what have you been up to lately in your career? Besides your TV show, Totally Clueless, you were great on that show.
You didn't even ask me what I did this weekend.
You're next.
You're a fucking rude host.
You're next. I asked you for
my own.
Okay, how about this? Jay Julio, tell me what's going on in your career, and then we'll get to him next.
It's Bobby's first time hosting. I was actually going to moderate today because he's the color guy, but...
I can do both color and moderate. Okay, now stop. Calm down.
But he kind of threatened me before the show started that I couldn't moderate, so I let him try to drive the car.
Right, exactly. We'll never let you drive the car. Okay, now, Julio, so what's up with your career? That's what we want to know. The people out there, our people, our friends, want to know what's up with Julio Gallerati and Ricky Velez's careers, how they're going. You're young guys.
You know what I know about his weekend.
You're both very funny, and you're both young.
Thank you.
Let's see how your careers are going.
I didn't finish my weekend either, but that's...
Who gives a shit your weekend? You're washed up before you even started, kid. Let's go, Julio.
I'm working on this new character I got. I know Bobby.
Is that the floating head guy?
The floating head guy.
The picture was dynamite, man.
Thank you, man. Yeah, so that video is coming out soon. That's a music video for this character who I want to kind of...
Does he have a name?
Yeah, his name is Lil Young Big.
Wow.
LYB, dude.
He's young and he's big.
Yeah, he's all the rap.
And he's
the
a folding head. And so, he's a folding head.
So yeah, we're doing the music video and maybe a little documentary is going to be coming out afterward. I've been auditioning for stuff. I'm going to go to LA in the fall and then in the winter as well.
Are you still doing? Are there any more seasons left of that show?
Totally Clueless is not. They're not doing. They're not doing any more episodes. But they're.
Yeah. Well, the premise of the show wasn't really that great. You were great on the show, and the girl that was really good too.
Yes,
the girl did a lot of sketches with you. Yeah, she was really good also. I watched every episode.
Yeah, they were all really talented actors on that show. Man.
Yeah, no, but it was just that the way the point system, it just wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't done right. There's too many of those kind of shows out there now.
And also, I think that
that genre.
The show was made for young people. But it was the premises of the sketches were very complicated. So there was kind of like a disconnect.
They couldn't get into it.
So young people are stupid.
Young people don't get it, and old people would never watch the show.
Right.
Older people would never
watch
the show.
Only me, because I watch it because I'm a fan of Giulio Gallerotti.
Thank you.
Bobby likes to watch the people he slept with, how they're doing.
Yeah.
That's what Bobby does. He
Ben, being the color guy. Wow, look at Ben.
Ben's the color guy. Okay. Ricky, so how was your weekend? And then after that, tell us about how your career's going. First, give us your weekend.
Did your weekend ruin your career?
I did a bunch of spots, and I hung out at home. I live in the Lower East Side, so I was supposed to be able to see the fireworks, but the one building that was in our way blocked it completely. It was.
You didn't know that beforehand? You were living in the building?
30, 40 people were on the roof waiting to watch. It was the saddest thing. It was the saddest. It was the saddest goddamn thing I've ever seen in my life. Because it was just 30, 40 people with food up there, drink, this, that, and third, and fireworks start going off, and we couldn't see. It was the funny. And I just walked
The best view I ever had one year was at Tommy Toon's house. You know, Tommy Toon, he won 11 Tony Awards on Broadway. You see,
what show can we see him in now, Bob?
No, he's not in any show now. He's a director and choreographer now. But he was a great dancer. He was 6'7" and won 11 Tony Awards. The guy was a great dancer, singer. He's from Houston, Texas. One of the most talented people of all time. He danced like Fred Astaire. This guy, 6'7". He was a star on Broadway and got 11 Tony Awards. You couldn't even get in their theater as a seat guy, giving people seats as Usher on Broadway. You understand? You know, who was Tommy Toon? Tommy Toon was the greatest dancer of all time. So
no, he had a party on July 4th. His latest musical.
No, and he's also an artist. He
and the greatest party on July 4th.
No, he did. Because he had this huge like balcony there. There was like 60, 70 people there. And right over in the 50s, and we could see the fireworks perfectly. It was a great evening. It was a great time. Tommy Toon was a great guy.
It's sad how little Tony Award winners, how little acclaim and like...
They don't have a lot of acclaim as far as people that know theater at all. Because you're young.
No, I know I am, but I'm saying it's not like...
No, but he hasn't performed in like 15, 20 years. He directs now.
If he won a Tony, I wouldn't know. If he won a Tony last week, I wouldn't know. And I'm an actor, and I respect theater. And it's like, the theater actors are so much, they're so impressive. They're so much more impressive than film actors. And they get no credit. It's crazy.
Because it's only in New York or Chicago, I guess. Yeah, it's...
Mostly New York. In London, England,
yeah,
they have the best.
Yeah.
Richard Brandon, you know,
they give Brandon, more of a shit there.
Kenneth Branagh, excuse me, because Shakespeare and all that. No, they give more credit for it in England. Yeah. So Ricky, so let's continue. Let's go. What happened this weekend? You did a couple of spots.
Did a couple of spots. Hung out. Couldn't see the fireworks.
Where'd you hang out after not seeing the fireworks?
I went to Fat Baby at the Stand.
You were supposed to come too. Right?
Oh yeah.
No, he offered me to perform at
the Stand.
The Stand, the Fat Baby show. But I was with someone who said they didn't want to go because
they wanted to
their English, they could understand because of their English.
English?
Listen, I don't want to tell you about that shit. but you know, with that guy, you can say, yeah, because he was Chinese, so, and he's an ass. You know, even though he had a nice ass, though. He has a nice ass. I'll give him that much. But he ain't the greatest character in the world either. You know what I mean?
He's hanging out with
Bobby. Yeah, because I bang him, and that's it, man. And then I, you know.
He loves it?
No, I don't know. They love it. You know at the end of
You know, because you definitely know. You and Giulio. You know what I mean? How you doing? Listen, so what happened was, I didn't go.
In Bobby's defense, you guys have not really stood up for yourselves.
What are we going to say? He's fucking hyped out of his mind right now.
No, because let me tell you something.
Argue with this
because
maniac.
They are not like you, Ben. They are very confident in their manhood. So they don't have to worry about what people like Bobby Haha say.
They came on the podcast to defend themselves.
No, they didn't. They're my friends. They came on the podcast to promote their new career and everything.
Would you fuck Ben?
No, who would fuck Ben? That's fucking... Come on. Fuck Ben. Oof. This is gross.
I have nothing to be afraid of.
Dude, afraid. I have to be afraid. Last week when I fell asleep, I felt something touching my penis. I don't know what the hell it was. It was somebody's mouth.
It was your shorts.
It was somebody's mouth with a beard. But, you know, I didn't care. But I just let it go, you know. I just closed my eyes.
He's trying to look like you with
Ben's
the beard.
Ben's growing the beard out.
Yeah.
Ben's trying to look like Bobby.
Yeah.
He is my role model.
So what about your career? What's going on?
Just auditioning and getting up on
shows.
So
what? What are you auditioning for? Let's hear it. We want to know.
They signed 9 disclosures.
No, they didn't. They didn't disguise.
Not for everything.
Not for everything.
Usually for commercials only.
Right.
Oh, really? So, yeah.
Well, one of those shows that, like talent shows or something you would saw on this non-disclaimer for. Yeah. But
oh, like Last Comic Standing or something. Yeah,
right,
yeah,
but
okay,
regular
yeah.
shows that these guys do, Ben, which you'll never know, they don't have to sign those forms. You know what I mean? These guys are talented. So, Ben, what's going on with your career lately? Besides the Passive Aggressive Podcast with Mike Vecchione and Bobby Hart, the two most talented guys I know.
What? I got my Kickstarter book raised. That was a big thing.
You got it all raised. Did you get any extra money for the audio?
Nobody gave any extra money to hear you
How
read
much
the
money
book. $3,800.
Pretty good.
Which is more than you thought. You only was going to raise
$3,000. The goal was $3,000.
So you put $800 in your pocket there, you sick.
No, I actually hired a book designer for the extra money so I don't have to do a book design. So it looks
So better. What about the guy who's going to do the audio?
You?
Does he get lunch or something?
Yeah, I'll get you lunch.
All right.
Is that in the budget?
It's yeah, not well. In the budget. It's
good. Well, most Jews are pretty good, but he's a Russian Jew. He's real cheap. But most most Jews are actually pretty good spenders.
My girlfriend's a Russian Jew.
Yeah? I bet you she don't spend a dime. She's hanging out with you. She better. Because you ain't got a dime either. You could spend all your money. You and that Ben. There's a guy called Ben Josh. It's like one guy is half white, half black
Ben
or something.
Josh, Ben
and
Ben
he's got like dreads. And
one guy. Ben
there's one
Josh.
Guy that smokes weed all the time. And that's what they do. They spend their money. They spend their money on weed, and they smoke it up, and then they think of funny things to say in the show. But I heard recently you did a thing on the Carol.
I did Access on Gotham.
Gotham Live.
Yeah.
I heard great reviews. I heard it was great. I got to look for it online. Can I find it?
It's not online yet. Actually, I just got the copy of.
Because I want to see it because I heard the good reviews. Everybody says
it was.
It was great.
I've seen you before, right? And how about this? I'm going to ask you both today. Would you like to be on my show? My September 12th. I'm doing a tribute to one of my fans who's seen you guys perform. He's been to over 100 something of my shows. He passed away recently.
Oh,
and also, that's my son's birthday. My son passed away also. So I'm doing a tribute to them on September 12th.
Well, you make it hard to say no.
Friday, September 12th.
Like two people died just so I can do
Friday, September 12th at Broadway Comedy Club.
Of course, I'll be there.
In the main room. At 9 o'clock.
I'll be there.
Okay, we got Julio and Ricky.
Here to hear first.
I'm sorry I didn't invite somebody else to the show, but they're not ready yet. We're not going to mention any names, though.
Is Vecchione on?
Oh, yeah, of course. Mike Vecchione. He's a star, Mike Vecchione, kid.
September 12th.
And you know who else is going to do the show? PJ Landers.
Oh, wow. I haven't seen him in a long time.
I haven't seen him in a long time. And I'm going to try to get the dentist.
Mike King?
Mike is great.
He's a nice guy.
He's a very nice guy, and he's a great comedian. I like him. So I'm gonna try to contact him to get to do the show also.
Beautiful.
And maybe, if you know... The guy will humble himself. Maybe Chris Comedy might come down and do the show. You know what I mean? If he can humble himself down to do a show for the Bobby Hart show.
Is Chrissy D even dogging you, dude?
No, he don't dog me, but I've asked him twice, and he's both times. He said he was busyness and that, you know. I think it's because of the Bobby Hart show. He also knows he's very busy.
Chrissy D dogged me, dude. He dogged
you. You too?
He dogged me, yeah. I was shooting a sketch, and he was in. He bailed on me.
Oof.
No, I'm kidding. He tried.
Well, he's been working. He's worked.
He tried to accommodate.
He's been out of town working a lot. We'll talk about Christy Stefano.
Who's
a very funny, good comedian. He's recently done David Letterman. He's got his own show on about sports and everything.
He's doing
very well, and he deserves it because he's a nice guy and he's funny.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they're not funny. Even Ben Josh is funny. That guy.
Ben Josh. You guys got to see this guy, Ben Josh.
He's unbelievable.
Or Bosch. Just call him Bosch.
Bosch.
Bosch is a funny dude.
That's insane.
Bosch is one of the funniest comedians out there. It's like this. He's like a double-sided, double-edged comedian. And he hits you like...
Very edgy.
For both edges.
I think you should call him Job instead of Bosch.
Excuse me. Yeah.
It's more biblical.
Excuse me. Nobody told you to Ben. I just called the guy Bosch. That's his name. And you want to break into something else. His name is Joe. This is not the Bible. I don't believe in God. We're talking about Bosch.
Saying Bosch, you're going to get...
Excuse me, whose idea was it? He wasn't even thinking of Bosch. And all of a sudden, he wants to butt in.
It's not good for Google results because of the NBA.
Well, I wish Mike Vecchione was here to silence this guy because he's getting out of hand.
Yeah, Mike's the one who tells me to shut my mouth.
Right. Because he'll give you... You're an elbow range
of
Mike.
It's like the Wild West in here now.
No, he's an elbow range of Mike.
Let's get us some topics, huh?
Let's go. Okay, well, I'll let you introduce the topics.
First topic, Chicago this weekend, lot of shootings.
There's shootings in Chicago every weekend.
12 dead, 75 injured, over 880 shooting incidents on the year just in Chicago.
It's that deep dish pizza, man. They have the deep dish pizza, that's and we have crazy, the thin crusted man. Pizza. And that's why there's so much violence there.
Why? Has it? I mean, like, I know, at least for since my recent memory, I've known that it's been a dangerous place. But, like, as a kid, I don't remember hearing things about Chicago being super dangerous.
I was there when
I'm progressively more dangerous.
The last few years is very dangerous.
Why?
But I was there when it was really dangerous in, like, the late 70s, early 80s.
You were making it really dangerous.
No, I'll be honest with you. I was delivering heroin. I was delivering heroin to a big heroin dealer.
You were the downfall of Chicago.
No, but in those days I did illegal things, which I, you know, it happens in life, you know what I mean? I spent my time in prison for it. But I did illegal things, and I went there to the Cabrini Green Projects, right? There was a bar down the block there. And this guy, they used to call him Herbert Gang, whatever. He's a legend, a gangster. They treated me like a king when I walked in there. I was the only white guy in the neighborhood, like, for miles.
That's crazy.
And that was a really dangerous place, Cabrini Projects, then. It was the worst place in Chicago, which I heard they kind of calmed down because the police went in there.
But, I mean,
they're
really not calming shit down.
No, but no, but that, and the and Chicago, the University of Chicago is right there, one of the best schools in the country, yeah, the fourth best school finance, and it's got a lot of other great schools at the University of Chicago. But those students can't go out after it turns dark.
That's crazy.
They better be back in that campus or they're in trouble.
And the police chief was quoted as saying he blames the gun laws because there's not enough punishment for the gang leaders. It's like, why don't you just... Because he can't blame his fucking police department.
Yeah, yeah.
So he has to, like, blame something. I mean, but the gun laws are problematic anyway, but I don't think that's...
I kind of understand Detroit because they had, like, they had all the cars there being manufactured, this, that, and third, and it went down. Why is Chicago so bad? Why is there so many guns? Why, like, I don't
They're
get
blaming,
that.
Like, gang violence, apparently.
Well, it's gangs.
We don't really
read gang.
The articles gangs, on this
like,
podcast.
No, but that is, like, it's really, like, Los Angeles is spread out into different communities, all the gangs in California.
And
so
in
they
Chicago,
don't say
they're all, together.
They're all in one place. In Los Angeles, there's different areas for different gangs and the different cities.
Same in New York.
Yeah, but there's not that many gangs. In New York, the gangs aren't really that bad. They never were. They were never that bad. No, there's gangs, but they never were that bad where, like in L.A. and stuff, if you don't join the gang when you're a kid, you ain't going to school. In New York, they don't want you to join the gang because that's less money for them if you're out there hustling and slinging shit on the street, too.
Yeah.
So they don't want you, the bad kids, so they let the good kids go to school and do what they want to do and be themselves.
Did you just say you can only go to school in L.A. if you join a gang?
Oh, in some of those neighborhoods, you can't walk down the street unless you're in a gang. Yeah. Those kids have it so tough because if they don't join the gang, they're going to get their fucking ass kicked every day, stabbed or fucking killed because these other people make them join these gangs. Or they have to be affiliated with the gang. Otherwise, they cannot walk down the street of their own neighborhood to go home. How about that? And that's why a lot of those kids get messed up. Not because they want to. It's because they're forced to.
Yeah, dude.
Now, here's my question of Chicago. If the Cubs win the World Series... Will that increase or decrease the amount of shootings?
Do you think anyone gives a shit?
I don't think they give any. The Cub fans are not, like, into that kind of scene. They're, like, suburbanite, like,
Well, not really. I mean, like, the fucking
most camp are suburbanite.
The L.A. Clippers, not the L.A. Dodgers, like, I mean, there's shootings in their parking lot all the time. All the time.
Well, it's L.A.
Yeah.
I remember Hollywood Park, because I used to go there. I used to play poker there all the time. Hollywood Park, it's a racetrack too, and they had the poker there. And they had they have a ramp that goes up for the valet park and everything. You know how many times they did drive-bys up there in that ramp when guys were coming out to get their cars and guys just drove up there with cars, boom, boom, boom. Or when people would leave, one car would be in the front.
Should have found another place to play
poker. And then another car go behind you and they box you in and then rob you when they saw you win money.
Your defenses are most down when you're tipping the valet. That's strategic.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're there waiting. You're on the ramp. All of a sudden, a car runs up that ramp. You got nowhere to go.
Yeah, man.
And that happened quite a few times at Hollywood Park. Hollywood Park is a dangerous area over there. It's not so nice.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's where the forum was, the LA Forum.
Didn't that basketball player get shot there, the high school kid in Chicago? He was, like, going to be the number one pick. Call him the next Magic Johnson. Did you ever see that thing? I don't know, whatever.
Well, I remember the one that Leon Bias did. That he was, died of cocaine overdose, man. Yeah. From the Boston Celtics drafted him.
Yeah. That was pretty
And
sad.
Right before he signed it, he dies of a cocaine overdose. Night before, he signed the contract. At least if he signed the contract, his family got some money.
Where was he from again?
Wasn't he was from Boston.
No, he wasn't from Boston.
He was from...
He went to...
Oh, no, he went to Boston.
He's
he was
from Maryland, right?
He was from Maryland. He's from Boston. Or, yeah, no, he's from Maryland.
Yeah.
Leon Bias. Leon Bias, yeah.
In more fun news, new trend going on, people are crowdfunding their weddings.
That's insane.
So it's like a Kickstarter, like for a book, which is an actual project.
Fuck them. Get a fucking life. Take care of yourself.
Like, but everybody's fucking looking for handouts. Jesus fucking Christ.
If you can't afford a wedding, don't get married.
Fucking.
I can't even afford to go to the weddings. I have to go.
Yeah, like.
Well, just like me. I don't go. These gay weddings now, all of a sudden everybody wants to get married. Fuck that. No one's going to marry me. So I'm not going to nobody else. That costs me a fuck. I got to buy presents and you got to pay for expenses. And who's going to marry Bobby Ha? Nobody. The Chinese won't even marry me for a green card. And they're looking to get one.
Are you trying to get married, Bobby?
No, but they were trying to.
Would you get married?
If I fell in love with someone? And I would, yeah.
Have you ever been in love?
Yeah, plenty of times. I still love people. I love a lot of people.
Yeah, but like being
I love
in
these
love.
Guys as friends.
Yeah, we love.
No,
people.
No,
we're
I mean like in like, love. In love. Have like you ever been love. Like in love?
Yes, I have.
Bobby just got very pensive.
I also have a family. I have children and everything. Thank goodness, you'll probably never have children because you don't have the sperms that can do it. But
what's been a bit
you know
immigrant sperm they've already swam enough
they
across
yeah the swim where did you swim you came on a plane with your mother and father there from overseas there
it's called working a joke in Bobby
working a joke you came over here with a welfare card and everything else she throw you right out of this country
card.
You don't work here bum you you're looking for free health care and everything
yeah,
people
Ben.
Like you go to Canada
fuck you Ben
yeah go to Canada
I'm the problem with America
yeah dude
you are the problem with America people like you to come over here you don't contribute nothing to this country you know you, at least yeah, if you'd have, at least if you'd have stayed in school got your PhD like your mother said
could be helping other
and you
people.
Could be helping people doing something in science or whatever. But no, you had to drop out because you want to do comedy and you're not making people, you know, whatever. I'm not going to mention that. I'm not going to say anything about your comedy because maybe some people might think, you know,
this is great.
You might not be that big. But this is
no,
it's a good show.
It's a great show.
Because, but we do miss Mike Vecchione.
We miss Mike.
And I watched them on the other night. They had the top 50 jokes. Of Last Comic Standing, and he had three of them in there.
Wow.
He was number five, one of his jokes.
He's a great joke writer, man.
And he's a great comedian also. He's great.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable. He's one of my favorites.
Yeah, he is. He's a good guy. I was always a fan of Mike's. And he was a fan of mine, and that's why we did the show.
I watched that go down. I watched Bobby Haha and Mike Vecchione sitting in the green room of Broadway have the idea of doing this podcast.
And what did I also do it that same night?
You probably had sex with an Asian boy.
No. In the green room. In the green room.
In the green
who
room.
Who else did I put in the podcast? I had the idea to put in the podcast.
Ben.
Whose idea was it to put him in?
Yours.
Exactly.
No so one's disputed that.
So if it wasn't for me, Ben, you wouldn't even be here. And you're putting pictures online of me,
no,
sleeping and saying I'm
like,
high and drunk.
It was more like,
I don't think I
Mike,
said
Mike
high
was
or
like,
drunk.
Yeah, Bobby, yeah, we should do it. Mike's, yeah, we get this guy fucking Ben Rosenfeld. He knows all the things with the thing, with the podcast thing, yeah. You know Ben Rosen? Yeah, I know Ben. Oh, yeah, we got this fucking kid, Ben. Yeah, he's a good kid.
He does a good Bobby Haha.
I like your Mike Vecchione voice. That's a,
no, Julian does the best Bobby Haha on stage.
Let's see you do the Bobby Haha a little bit.
You got to pull the mic.
All right, okay, this is Julio.
Right.
Hold
with
on.
With the cord, with the Bobby Haha.
Yeah, let's hear Julio's Bobby.
Hey, yeah, Bobby Haha. Yeah, I saw you in the parking lot. Hey, you, stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Yeah, I fucked him.
Yeah,
fuck that kid. I'm gonna take him to Bobby Haha, get care for kids. Get him, you know, get him off the streets. Have him folding shirts and all that laundry. Over here, fuck.
Yeah,
how you doing?
Yeah. And Ricky Velez one night was doing an imitation of me too at Fat Baby.
Yeah.
And he was doing imitations. One night, the first time I ever went down there, there was all of you guys. There was a whole bunch of you doing imitations of me.
I think, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That all the comedians were doing imitations and stories about Bobby Hart, which made me appreciate that. I was very flattered that night that these young, talented comedians would do Bobby Hart impersonations.
Stories.
Stories.
I've sat in bed with multiple of my male friends and watched Gerbilectomy. The Bobby Hart.
Oh, yeah. No,
yeah, absolutely. You guys know it better than I do.
Yeah, Gerbilectomy.
We love
it. It's the same set in three different locations. It's the best special I've ever seen.
Chris Rock.
No. It's not edited. They start over and he runs the set again. It's three separate locations.
They're both like 45 minutes.
And they're all like 45 minutes long. And every single one has a different reaction from the like, you stand up over there. Stand up. One of them kills. Yeah. Another one, someone's like, no, I'm not standing up.
Well, those are my regular fans. So they were scared. You know what I mean?
Or what about the story about...
Those were my regular fans, so they were scared.
I was dating this Asian girl, and then her brother just came up to me and said, I want to sell your cop. I said, I'll get the fuck out of here.
You cop.
I said, you.
He said, I want to sell you cop.
I'll sell you cop. I'll sell you cop.
Cop. You said cop. Yeah, but that's what happened. For real.
I know. That's a great story.
It's a true story.
That's a great man.
In other news, they say Google Glasses, you can like steal people's passwords by using them. From their phone and stuff. But it's like the scientists who said it are also the scientists who created the software that lets you steal it. Because they do something
where you
can like put it like takes a picture, you don't even have to see the numbers, you can just see where their hand is on the phone.
That's
like at their pin.
That's crazy.
But it's like the scientists are saying, hey, you could get your password stolen by the software we created. It's like
that happened to me too, though, dude, one time. You can do sneaky-ass shit. I was at a fashion show with this lady. I don't even know who the fuck she was. And she had the glasses on. And I get five texts within an hour being like, yo, why are you on so-and-so's Instagram? I'm like, what? I look up the lady's Instagram. She's just been fucking Instagramming me the whole time, walking around, talking. She doesn't tell me she's Instagramming me. I'm just on this fucking lady.
Yeah, the technology is like making privacy.
Was it a lady or was it?
It was a lady. It was some like.
Or was it a trans woman?
No, it was some fashion blogger.
Like. Yeah, a fashion blogger. What are you doing at a fashion show?
My girlfriend used to be a fan.
Oh yeah, she's a fashion model. Yeah.
But
why are you getting nervous all of a sudden?
I'm not getting nervous. What the fuck?
Who are you, Joan Rivers? Are you, Joan Rivers? You gonna get up and walk out now? You saying I'm attacking you?
What am I nervous about?
It's pretty timely.
She was getting attacked.
You do seem a little panicky. That Bobby.
Right, he was getting panicky because he didn't want to admit the truth.
No, because I don't.
And don't get out of here and say the host is attacking you because I gave you some great compliments. So don't be a Joan Rivers and get out of here. I seen you get ready to take off the dildo out of your ass I put in there, the butt plug. Yeah, when they come on the show, we put butt plugs in them.
I will say your denial of having slept with Bobby, doing the whole being at a fashion show doesn't help that whole denial.
Why? I like fashion shows.
They're actually really dope.
I don't care.
They're fun.
Right. They look at, you know, especially the male fashion shows, they really like. Going to see like Tom Ford or Hugo Boss and stuff. You know, all the men clothes they like. You know, they like the fashion models.
They're very fashionable, Bob.
Yeah, they like those runway guys. You know,
it's a nice little.
Yeah, they dress very fashionable. You should see most people come here. They wear a suit and tie or something. They bring us some food. They brought us nothing. They got Ricky Velez got on black skinny jeans like the Ramones used to wear. A pair of old shoes. And they might have been Joey Ramone's old, because you're both of you that skinny.
Got him off his corpse. It's possible.
And what happened was, I was
going to... He's dead.
As a security, right? Yeah. His dad is a tough guy. Not like Ben over here. Ben's not a tough guy at all.
Never claimed to be a tough guy.
But, you know, Ricky, he's small, but his dad's a big muscular. He's a strong guy.
My dad's a big guy, yeah.
Yeah, he's a big dude. And just that he... The Ricky might get big one, but he's like a fish. You got to throw him back in the water so he grows some ash. That's what I did. I had him, and I said, wait a second, there's no ash here. So I threw him back in the water, and I'm waiting for it to...
That's not true.
I'm waiting for him to do
some
squats.
First time I met Bobby, he put me in a headlock and tried to drag me into a bathroom.
And then I saw there was no ass, and I threw you back out again.
And then a waitress grabbed him and said, hey, you can't do that to this one. So I don't know what that means.
What are you talking?
Just rape little boys that were 19 at the time. I was 19 when I met him.
That's his demo.
Well, 19 is old enough.
I met you through Jeff Lawrence.
He's gayer than me. That'd
be first time I met you, you had just gotten out from Vegas.
Oh, from Nevada? High Desert Prison in Nevada?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was there. I was on my book tour.
Big with the inmate crowd.
I was DMA crowd. I've done a little time here and there. You got to go West Coast, East Coast. We got to do time. So you know how it is in different...
You got to go. You can't just do one.
Well, you got to know how it is.
He's the comparison shopper of jails.
You get to choose?
Do you Yelp it?
No, this wasn't federal penitentiary. I was in state both times. But New York is much better than being out in Arizona. I mean, Nevada. Okay, first of all, you know, in New York prisons, everybody hangs out and talks to each other. Like, the 5% are supposed to hate white people. A couple of my friends were standing, we bullshit every day, we make pies together and everything. And
In New York?
Yeah, and they're talking about the white devils every day, I call them. I said, yeah, I'm the white devil, I sell heroin in your neighborhood and this and that. We messing with each other every day.
So it was great.
Everybody hangs out with each other, Spanish, white, black, Asian. It's fun. It's
nice. New York is like a melting pot of incarceration.
People don't beat the shit out of each other and stuff? Everybody's just
not because it's really not that racial. New York people are more intelligent than that.
Yeah.
You go out there, races, I'm not allowed to talk to each other.
That's insane.
And especially like pass food with each other or something like that. You get stabbed automatically by your own people. Have to stab you.
So Arizona's like no is
not welcome. Arizona. We said Nevada. Where'd you get Arizona from? The professor
something
Joe?
Racist.
No, you talking about the
I
professor, the guy Joe, the sheriff in Arizona, in Phoenix there that puts everybody, Joe Vio, the one that makes you wear pink panties. And stuff.
Yeah,
he makes you wear pink panties. No, everybody that goes there, here, they got to wear pink underwear and everything else.
I thought it was just
and they only get fed twice a day. Joe Pio.
And they have to stay in a tent.
Yeah, with Joe Pio, that's the sheriff's name that runs that whole area there. That's why I don't go to that area. I'm not.
Jesus Christ.
Listen, I might be gay, but I ain't wearing no pink panties for nobody.
They give you pink shirt and pink underwear, and awesome. You have to live in a tent city for like 10 days if you get a DUI out there.
I got a yellow jockstrap, though, yellow and black.
Pink's cool, though, dude.
What?
Pink's cool.
Oh, I have a pink shirt, dress shirt, yeah.
But it's weird in that context. They just make
it's it weird, yeah. The one rapper, he was wearing it, too. The one that got arrested in Arizona. I mean, yeah, in Arizona. The guy, one of those rappers that he does movies now. He's an actor.
50 Cent?
No. What's the guy's name? He's a rapper. He's pretty good at the cop movies. No, he plays cops now in movies. No. No, not one of those guys.
That's who it should be.
Sinbad. What are you, a jerk off? Sinbad never did nothing wrong in his life. What a jerk. I got to do a show with a jerk off. Well, Jesus. Is there any other Russian Jews out there that are good with technical stuff and that would like to be on the PA podcast? I'm getting new ideas in my head. Like I was a Broadway guy with Julio Ziedel, you know. Right, I get new ideas.
The good old days.
Yeah. Now I'm stuck with Ben Rosenfeld. Oy.
Any final thoughts?
And for some reason, I like the guy. Some reason I like the guy. I don't know why.
I'm very likable in an unlikable way. That's kind of my thing.
That's what it is. Just like the one.
Is that possible?
Just like the guy that my trainer is staying at my house now.
Oh, really?
Here no. I do not have sex with this person. And he's Chinese, and he's not bad. He's a good looking guy. He's good looking. He's nice. But you talk. He's just like Ben, an asshole. But I happen to like the guy for some reason. But just like Ben. And there, so the guy tells me all the time, I go in here, you go fuck yourself, he tells me, in my place, lower the music and everything, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And he's just staying over?
And then I said, what the fuck, you...
Rent free?
Yeah.
Throw him the fuck out.
I don't do, no, we don't do things like that. Bobby Hart doesn't do things, he's a friend. So, and then he tells me, I said, whoa, what do you mean, shit the music down? I was in a bad mood, too, because another date canceled on me. At that time.
Where do you find all these dates, Bobby?
I just joined Grindr the other day. But I've been on the line on certain other sites.
You said Adam for Adam, right?
Adam for Adam's the best one. I mean, but I'm a nice guy. I don't date more than one person at a time.
But at a time for you is just per 6 hours.
No, but the time I'm with the person, that's the time to talk about. Then somebody else comes right in the house afterwards. I've had him actually, one was leaving and the other one came in.
That's great.
And they shook hands and everything.
No way. So you just invite them over to your house? That's okay to do?
Why not? No. The ones I go out with.
Oh, yeah, then you have them over.
I know how nice they are and what, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
plus,
yeah, yeah.
I can...
I thought that was like the first
plus, time. And plus, I can handle myself. There's nobody doing anything wrong to Bobby Hart.
Yeah, that's true.
Bobby Hart's the one that violates.
No bath salts are going to get him in a car with some stranger.
Like I meant like that's just like, oh, I didn't know like how the ice breaking process goes.
How about this? You walk on the line and say you got a hot ass. I like to bang you.
By the way, anybody for listening, I don't do bath salts anymore. It was one time.
Yeah, I just
did it. Yeah. Okay.
like, I wanted to kill myself.
No. Yeah, that's a disclaimer.
And don't do it. It was really.
I've never done bad salts
after that.
Ever.
Yeah, it was real bad.
I'll be honest with you. Somebody gave me at that time 200 bags of bath salts.
That sounds like a lot. I'm not into
it. It is a lot, but you know what I did?
But he didn't give it to us.
No, do you know what I did?
Someone gave him 200 bags of bath salts.
I didn't give them anything. I did not give them anything. I never gave them anything.
The guy who gave us bath salts.
I never gave you anything. And here's another thing.
Are you saying he stole them from you because he's Puerto
Rican? No. See, I would never say that because my wife is Puerto Rican, so is my kid. How about I beat the shit out of you right here? My daughter's Puerto Rican. How about I just give you a beating? And how about that? Because we ain't got no Russian Jews in my family. And I have respect for the Jewish people and Russian Jews. I have some good friends of mine that are Russian Jews that are nice people. And you're not one of them.
I'm an asshole. We've covered this.
No, but not only that. No. Real quick. I'm in the middle of a story. So what I did was...
Well, you went on as guest.
Excuse me. I'm in the middle of something. I'm the moderator here. What happened was I took all that stuff, 200 bags, and I flushed it down the toilet bowl. I opened each one individually and flushed every one of them down the toilet bowl because I did not like the way I felt. It was the first time I ever tried it. And this chemist friend of mine...
So 199 bags you flushed down.
No, we used like 3 or 4 of them. And then,
I'm autistic. I like to do the math.
Can we explain how it went down?
I forget.
Well, somebody told us.
No, listen. It was that guy, the DJ No Face, that handed it to me.
Yeah, DJ
No Face. I was right there and I seen him.
Fuck. And he said...
Did he do it?
I would never... Yes, hand anyone an illegal drug.
He did do it, yeah.
And he
I don't know what DJ No Face was, but it was a DJ No Face because I would never hand anybody anything.
Gave it to us.
I just remember,
masked man.
All right, let me say this. I had the best sex of my life that night for like 4 hours. No, with my girlfriend. Ben looked at me implying that it was with Bobby. It was with my girl. So she
after she knocked someone
out. We walked outside. Some guy came up to her. He's like, "You look like you should get fucked." And she's like, "Excuse me."
Oh, a guy said that.
The guy was
supposed to knock him out.
The guy was a foot taller than her. I was like, "Dude, you should not talk like that to people. Like, you should have
punched. You should have punched him right there."
Just wait. So then he says something else, and she just goes. She looks at me and puts her hands up and shrugs her shoulders, socks him in the face. The guy kind of like stutters back to the like finish him state. And then she just fucking smoked him in the face, knocked his teeth out. And I just grabbed him and just threw him in the middle of the street, like in front of a taxi.
Well, for saying what he said, he deserved that.
Disrespectful. I've never done that before, okay?
I would never walk over to a guy who's, say, with another guy or a girl, even one of my dated girls. And do something to disrespect someone like that. I don't care if they're 4'11" or 100 pounds. I don't disrespect other people.
Yeah. I fought in the last year about it.
I don't like people that disrespect people. Not my friends and stuff. I'll disrespect because that's different. Yeah. You know, but you don't disrespect people. You don't have strangers in the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do that to friends at a podcast.
Or even the first time I met, like say Ricky Velez and Julio. I didn't really disrespect them, but I touched Julio's ass and said I was going to take him to the bathhouse. And Ricky, I did take to the bathroom.
No, he tried.
And his girlfriend said, "Yeah, take him to the bathhouse and bang the shit out of him." Did she not say that?
She was so funny, man. Yeah.
She told me that.
She was like, "Yeah, go ahead, take him.
Take him."
All right. Any
so the
thoughts?
Reason I did bath salts.
Let the guest get a word in.
The reason
I've been hogging.
I've been really cutting bed down.
I was told by somebody that
we'll let him do tweets in a minute.
It was just a little bit stronger than Coke, and it was Julio's birthday, and I was like, fuck it, I can do it, and I ended up staying up for 17 hours.
That's 10 times stronger than crystal meth.
I paced around my apartment until 6 a.m., I had to work, I had to shoot for the fucking show, it was the first day of shooting.
And you still were great.
I text Ricky, thank you. I text Ricky at 6:30 in the morning being like,
I had to go to New Jersey. I had to go to New Jersey and stay awake.
Yeah.
And I really threw it away.
My son was born.
My daughter, she went into labor at 5 o'clock at night, and she had the baby at 11:40 the next morning.
I think the three of these should go around.
You guys know it's been 2 years, and
I haven't done it. No, that's the last time I've done it. Also, that DJ No Face and the other guy, the chemist guy, I don't deal with them anymore.
I think the three of you should go around middle schools telling kids not to do drugs. I think this has been a very poignant message today.
Yeah. No, I tell people that don't do it, man. It's going to ruin your life.
Smoke weed, man.
Yeah, that stuff is bad.
All right, user tweets, unless there's any final...
Let's go to user tweets, man.
Thank you, Bobby.
Let's go to the airwaves here.
First one, and by the way, tweet us at the PA Pod, THEPAPOD, and you will be read on the air too. First one from at Louis Mitchell 86.
He's a good guy, Louis Mitchell. He's
Louis Mitchell.
We love Louis Mitchell.
Great guy.
He's a big, big fat baby guy too. He's a great guy. Yeah.
Last episode was good, even though Bobby was way too peaceful. I tend to think something is amiss whenever he isn't yelling.
Well, I was passed out.
I think you've made more than made up for it this week.
You really fell asleep.
I fell right out. This guy took pictures. He tweeted pictures of me laying out
How
here asleep.
You sleep in here? It's way too hot.
I think you've more than made up.
This is no bullshit. I was actually banging this guy for 12 hours. I still didn't shoot the load, right? The hot, steamy one. And
as opposed to the cold, damp
ones. I don't shoot cold, damp ones. Hot, steamy loads. Yeah, get your hot steamer loads here, Bobby. I got them. So what happened was, exactly. I said at 1:30, I'm going to stop. I told him because I have to go to do the podcast. I'm going to jump in the shower and get out of here. And at 1:30, I stopped. I didn't shoot or anything. Didn't come, but I came to the podcast. And I tried all my energy. I was with this guy for 12 hours,
crazy,
nonstop banging this guy like an animal. And what happened was...
This is why Bobby doesn't have time to write jokes.
I came here. I don't need to. I'm funny on stage. And what happened was I passed out right here.
Oh, Jesus.
But they carry the show, Ben and Mike. Actually, Mike did. But.
Next tweet from at Ted Teddy Man. Best career move now for at Anthony Cumia is to appear on the PA pod with the healing... counseling of at Comic Mike V master's degree #hugger. So the OP and Anthony from OP and Anthony got fired.
We should have
probably covered this week.
I don't even know the guy, but he actually friended me, asked me to be his friend on Facebook like 2 months ago, and he only had like 800 friends.
We'd have him on the guest
or something like
on
that
air as the third.
No, but what happened was, he was on the third comedian, which means you won't be here. No, he's a very funny guy. The guy heard. I've never actually heard his show. I friended him, then he defriended me or something. I checked yesterday to see if he was my friend.
Maybe he
probably deleted his whole shit. Just think, I don't know. I mean, if you're a public figure, I don't think you can say things like that.
What were his tweets?
His tweets were bad.
He was calling
black people beasts and animals and shit. Like, you can't.
You can't do that.
You can't fucking do it.
You have a contract. There's got to be a morality clause.
It's not even a contract. Be a fucking person.
No, but I'm saying a lot of these people have morality contracts in their, in their clause. Morality.
He went down to Times Square and he started taking pictures and whatever.
And the girl attacked him because he was taking pictures
of somebody.
Of like her ass or something. In a tight dress or something like that.
So she
got mad.
The fuck out and punched him in his face. Which, you know what? If I was a girl and somebody was doing that shit to me, I'd probably punch you in your fucking face.
Right, because...
I don't agree with everything he did. I'm sorry. The tweets were fucking awful.
I don't know that guy. I've never heard the show.
Did he delete
but I heard he's very funny.
Can we pull it off?
You can pull him up.
I never heard the show. I've never once heard that show, but I heard he was very funny, the show. I've never heard it. I'm not going to lie. I've never heard the show in my life. I didn't know who the guy was when he friended me. Then all of a sudden I saw after he friended me, he asked me to be his friend. I said, okay. Then I looked down. He says, oh, that's the guy from Opie and Anthony. That's a popular show.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So now he lost the show and the rest of that. And you know what? I honestly don't. And I see a lot of comics being like, I don't know how I feel about this. Like, Robert Kelly wrote something, and I love Robert Kelly. He's one of my favorite comics.
But he's friends with Anthony, that's why. He's done the show a lot, so does Jim Norton.
But if my friend went ahead and said something, I'd just keep my fucking quiet.
But you know what's really sad? What's going on? We haven't even addressed this on the show yet. Tracy Morgan and Artie...
Artie's doing a lot better.
Oh, is he now?
Yeah, they posted something yesterday.
Oh, that's great. He's a nice guy, man.
Most events came out and said
And he had something, with his son 3 years ago. I lost my son myself.
Yeah.
So I know this guy went through a lot, and then himself, he gets hurt badly too. Tracy Morgan's a nice guy. He's a great guy. Funny comedian. I'm glad they're doing better, because that's just a tragedy. That was a real tragedy.
Absolutely. Glad they're better.
Yeah.
Or recovering.
Well, they're recovering. They're getting better. Yeah. So that's a good thing.
Well, on that note...
What about the other tweet? You didn't have
that was
one
it.
Tweet?
That we only had... Oh, well, it was Wait, one response to you, but that was the more interesting one.
What was it?
It was you... where is it?
Why? Because it's me? You don't want to put it on the air? Because I get
First, it was tweets? Bobby saying, on today's PA podcast, I will lay down the law, and he doesn't know how to use the at, so he hashtagged Big Ben Comedy in trouble.
Yeah, because Big Ben, you got beaten today.
And Teddy said,
but
yes.
I don't want to go to prison again.
Teddy said, yes, the people's champion will speak.
And I did speak. And I told
Bobby
you.
Bobby is the people's champion.
I am the people's champion because the people know I speak the truth, and Ben is full of shit. He takes pictures of people when they're sleeping, just
you
like that
me,
guy after they pulled
me
up.
I'll delete them, Bobby.
No, you already put them out there. What the fuck are you talking about? Can I delete it? You already put them on there. So it's too late. The crime's already been committed. Oh, yeah, I murdered a guy. My bad. I'll take off. I'll take out the bullet, you know? Fuck you.
That was actually a good joke. That was actually good.
Yeah, that was very good, Bobby.
All right. Very good. I think this was good. This
was okay, good. It was a great show.
Or to passive aggressive.
No, shut the fuck up. Okay, you know what?
Bobby, thank you for the call.
No, you're welcome. I booked one right back. You know what? Ben, close it out for Mike Vecchione.
For the Passive Aggressive Podcast, I'm comedian Ben Rosenfeld with comedian Bobby Haha, Julio Gallerati, and Ricky Velez. We'll see you next week.
See you later.
Bye.